or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at AgSal has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Right now, they have all sorts of specials, like a timing belt package special, in which you get $100 off if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. You know, look, Mark and his team just do incredible work. Halt opened its doors in 2011 in Greenville, their second location in Anderson, 2016 on Clemson Boulevard. You know, this is the kind of thing people are saying. Here's a review. I've been using First Class Halt since Mark opened his first location in Greenville. I now use the Anderson location, get the same excellent service from Greg and Chris. They never tried to sell me on a service that I don't need and always give me heads up so I'll know what to expect for repairs down the road. They've always been honest, always do a great job on my truck. Every time I have to purchase a new vehicle, I only choose between the Honda or Toyota brands because I know that I will have honest people I can take my vehicle to. I think that's one of the most amazing testimonials I've ever read, because what this guy is saying is he's choosing to the make of his vehicles based on the service that he knows he'll receive. And so he's buying particular vehicles because of First Class Halt. And that's pretty incredible. You know what? This is incredible too. They have a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on FCH work. This means that, again, for example, if your water pump, they put a water pump in for you at First Class Halt, and 2 years from now you're driving in Phoenix, Arizona, and that thing goes, they're going to call, they're going to get you towed, they're going to get you in, they're going to pay for it. I mean, who does that kind of stuff? That's First Class Haul. And they only hire the best. Greg has over 25 years of Lexus experience. Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You get specialists with First Class Haul. Knowledge is top in the industry. So go see them today in either the Greenville or the Anderson location. Tell them I sent you. Take advantage of the specials. You'll thank me later. You want in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You're welcome, Texter 430. You know, we've been having a conversation about Clemson, Alabama, and, you know, look, my point is this. You know, before the year, Ramona, what did I say about Alabama? I said that Tua Tagovailoa is the greatest quarterback in Alabama history. I said that this would be the most prolific offense in Alabama history, but that they were not going to be as good defensively.
Right.
And that, you know, people wouldn't be worried about it because they're going to see these, you know, these insane numbers they're putting up, and they're going to say they're going to look unbeatable. But again, the truth is none of that gets tested until you play a team of likability. And they're not going to play a team of likability this year unless it's Georgia in the championship game, because it's certainly not going to be Auburn. All right, so they're not going to play a team of likability. In other words, I'm asking, and this was my thought prior to the season, and now it's even more so because they just sustained another injury in that secondary. I think the secondary is a weakness, and teams have been running the ball against them more than you would think. When a bad team like Arkansas and a quarterback like Story, whose season high was 162 yards, can have over 170 yards passing in the first half, you have to realize that there are some things they're susceptible to scheme-wise. I'm sorry, is Chad Morris running a derivative of the same offense that's being run at Clemson? Yes. So if Chad Morris can take a lesser quarterback and lesser talent and move the ball against Alabama, don't tell me a more elite team doesn't have that opportunity. It is way premature to suggest anything about Alabama's alleged invincibility. I knew they would look this way. I knew it. I knew they would look exactly as they are. We told you all this before the year. But I also told you that their defense is not as good, and it is crystal clear to me it is not. And so just because an LSU or an Auburn or a, you know, or a Mississippi State or any of those no-scoring offenses in the SEC West can't test them doesn't mean an Ohio State or Clemson can't. None of those teams that Alabama's playing in that division can score if you leave them by themselves in the building. Mississippi State can't score at all. Auburn can't score. LSU can't score. None of those teams can score. So Alabama's going to look great against all those teams because their Achilles heel, their weakness, is not being tested. Arkansas tested it with inferior talent. Arkansas tested it. And I think what you saw is they're susceptible. They are not as good as people think. And so what you would need to beat them is you would need an elite defense that has pocket push from the interior and edge rushers. You would need an elite offense so that you can control the ball and move the ball against them and produce points. And you'd have to be effective scoring in the red zone. And again, you're not going to beat them 24-20. You're going to have to beat them 45-41. And it's your defense is going to have to play well to hold them to 41 or 40. But there are teams that can do that. Clemson is one of them. Ohio State is one of them. Georgia may be one of them. This is a long way from over. Nick Saban right now, let me tell you something. Nick Saban right now does not have a good handle on his own team. And what I mean by that is he's winning in ways he's not really comfortable with. And there are weaknesses that are being masked by the fact that the offense is so good. again, I equate this to Clemson a few years ago when year one of the playoff, when their special teams were so terrible all year long, and I kept warning and warning and warning about it. And people said, well, Walt, it doesn't matter. We're rolling. And I said all along, no, it's not about whether it matters when you're playing Wake Forest or Boston College. It's about whether it matters at the end. And ultimately, it did matter. It cost you the national championship. Alabama's defense is not going to be tested playing those lame offenses that they're playing in that division. It'll be tested at the end against the likes of Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia. And then we'll find out the truth about what Alabama is. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Sterling and Jeff. Sterling, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Walt?
How you doing, Sterling? Appreciate you getting in.
I'm great. Hey, I'm a first time caller, long time listener.
Welcome in.
And I just wanted to get your expert opinion on how you feel about how much explosive would you think Alabama offense would be, and how much better you think Auburn offense would be if Clemson didn't snatch Justin Ross out their backyard.
I think Justin Ross is, you know, Clemson keeps topping themselves, and I think Justin Ross is now the most naturally gifted, talented receiver that I've seen at the school. So certainly, I think it would have helped either one of those schools to land him. On the other hand, Alabama doesn't need to be more explosive offensively. they're already too explosive offensively.
Okay, that's what
thanks
for answering my question.
You have a great day.
You too, Sterling.
Thank you. Texter says, where'd it go? I can't call it work, but you're very knowledgeable. Thank you. I appreciate it. He says, you're right. Enjoy your show. Good job. Thank you very much. Another texter, though, says, Clemson can't beat Alabama. LOL. You know, here's the thing. You know what? LOL isn't really an argument, is it? See, if your whole argument is LOL, then we have nothing to talk about. I mean, if you can't formulate an argument, then don't write me. But again, the issue isn't whether Clemson can beat Alabama today. The issue is whether Clemson can beat Alabama at the end. And they can, whether you believe it or not. And I've just laid out the football reasons why. Actually, I laid them out before the year. I told you every single thing you needed to know about Alabama before the year. I told you Tua Tagovailoa was the best quarterback in Alabama history. Check. I told you Alabama was going to be the most explosive version of offense that they've ever seen in school history. Check. I told you that their defense was not going to be as good as it's been in recent years and that they had enormous problems on the back end of the secondary. Check. And now those problems at the back end of the secondary are even bigger. And again, because in Auburn or in LSU or a Mississippi State, I mean, look, people are watching these teams. None of those three teams can score more than 20 points in a football game. So how exactly are they going to be a test for Alabama? They're not. The test for Alabama will come at the end. It will come against teams with like talent, who have balance in offense, who can attack Alabama's weaknesses, and in so doing, keep Tua off the field. Because the best way to stop him is keep him on the sideline. Let him sit there for 6 minutes. Limit his number of opportunities. And then, if your defense is good enough, you get a couple stops in a game. That's all you're looking for, a couple. And then you're going to have to win on offense. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
First-time caller, listened quite a bit.
Welcome to the show.
Lifelong Bama fan, 46 years old, so I've been watching for a long time, and I can say that with confidence, this is Bama's worst defense they've had in the Saban era. I think they're, they miss Terrell Lewis, who got hurt before the season started. He was their only legitimate pass rusher, in my opinion. They miss him. They don't get a pass rush, which exposes the secondary, which, you just don't lose six guys, five or six of the NFL, and recover the next year. No, I don't care what you got behind them. So they got talent back there, but they're inexperienced. And I can tell you, my two cents, they miss, you know, you think what they've lost the last 4 or 5 years, linebacking, C.J. Mosley, Reggie Ragland, Reuben Foster, and then Rashawn Evans. They miss those guys. Wilson and Moses just, they just aren't cutting it this year. And so the defense is weak. The offense, I've never seen a Bama offense like this. I mean, no. Tua is unreal. I think he's once in a generation quarterback that's come through. And so I think Bama's going to have to outscore whoever they play in the playoff to win it all. And, you know, I don't know if, I mean, I think they can, but I don't know.
So, in other words, Jeff, as an Alabama fan for 46 years, you basically agreed with everything I just had been saying, right?
I completely agree with everything you said. I think Tua, you know, Tua's a force that Bama's, you know, as a fan, I've never seen. I'm used to the, you know, we're going to pound you into submission over four quarters and run the ball down your throat. But, you know, now we got a, you know, now we got a quarterback who sees the field like, you know, and is accurate. I mean, he's just, you know, I'm blown away by him.
He has no weakness.
Defense, unfortunately.
He has,
I don't think he does.
No, he has zero weaknesses. In fact, you know, he is mature beyond his years. First of all, he has a competitive spirit that's really unique. I mean, I saw that even in a spring game last year. He has no fear. I mean, we watched a freshman come into the national championship game at halftime down 13 points and do the unthinkable. I mean, it's the singular greatest performance by a freshman in the history of college football. It's inarguable. And from there, you know, he's only built on it, but he has all these insane traits. First of all, his movement skills are unbelievable. He has Tarkington-like from blast from the past scrambling ability. He is insanely accurate. He throws with touch. He throws with velocity. He throws the deep ball. And what's really remarkable is he'll, you know, Alabama in recent years under Jalen Hurts especially was a one-read offense. This kid goes through his progressions all the way, you know, all the way. I mean, he goes through his progressions constantly, and he's frequently finding checkdowns that young players wouldn't find, you know. And,
yeah,
and so there's, he's taking whatever the defense gives him, and he's just – I mean, I think he's unstoppable. You're not going to beat Alabama in any low scoring game. You're going to have to do all those things I talked about and then win 45 to, you know, 42 or something.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how it plays out. I think, you know, I tell you the other difference for Bama this year, and I think it's the first time that I can think of, and at least that I know of, to have a legitimate quarterback coach. You know, they've got Dan Enos, who I think has made, you know, if you just watch Jalen Hurts when he comes in, Jalen, especially the last 3 or 4 games, I mean, he's throwing passes I've never seen him thrown before, and there's no doubt, and not just looking at one guy and throwing, going through a couple of progressions, and I think that is entirely on Dan Enos, and I think that, you know, Tua's remarkably talented and gifted. But I think Dan Enos has taken him to another level that maybe he didn't have before. And so I think that's made a world of difference, too, for Alabama.
Thank you, Jeff. Good job. You know, Ramona, there you have an Alabama fan who's telling you exactly what I've told you. I mean, 46 years Alabama fan, he's seeing the exact things that I'm telling you. And that's why Alabama's not invincible, because defensively they're not as good. And it will take somebody, again, you're not going to beat Alabama 45-20. You're not going to beat them 24-21. You're going to have to hope that an elite defense can get them off the field a couple times, and then you're going to have to beat them on offense. And that's the way it's going to be. But they are not invincible, because as great as they are on offense, this is the worst. Again, you had a Bama fan just tell you the worst version of an Alabama defense he's seen the Saban era. And that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's why they are not invincible, no matter what anybody tells you. And don't be get it twisted with them playing these 20-point offenses during the year. It's not those offenses that are going to beat them. It's Ohio State or Clemson or Georgia. Those are the teams that have a chance to beat them. Let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, up to 75% off every day. You don't have to wait for weekends or some yearly special. It's not the way it works. Every single day, up to 75% off. Sleep has never been more affordable or attainable. Your sleep is vital. You know, again, the Clemson football program has done sleep studies to say if you lose 40 minutes of sleep a night, your production across the board declines. Well, what do you think happens to you if you're losing 2-3 hours of sleep a night? Stop letting it happen. The Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. Go see them. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. It can't get any better. We're late. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We'll be back.
Sunday dinner specials for just $7.99 with 9 entrees to choose from and 20 side items. Plus the best fried chicken ever to cross your lips. The Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Call us at 226-3242.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Tackle the day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV, and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your Honey Bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacB Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at UrbanNirvana.com.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Wants better than Walt's Deptula? Just ask it. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Fights not over till one man taps out, okay?
Yeah.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
You know, Texter asked, does FSU beat Miami if ACC refs don't blow a legal forward pass call? I thought it was legal. I mean, I thought it was really close, but I thought it was legal. And the answer is obviously yes. I mean, if that pass is completed, that game's over. And you know, and think about it, because that was a big game. I mean, I know it doesn't seem that way, but it's a big game from a Miami standard, because Miami's still unbeaten early on in the Coastal. But had they lost that game, now they have a loss. And now they've come back to the Pack. I mean, that was an enormous win for Miami, however they got it. But
I was going to be mad if they lost that game.
Well, you look.
I was like 13 and a half points or 16 or whatever it was.
14 and a half. I thought it was going to be very close. Texter asks, is there a way we can keep the Texans from ruining Deshaun's career? He may or may not play this week with chest contusions. He got drilled in that Cowboy game.
He's got chest contusions?
Yeah, he keeps getting hammered. That offensive line
really
needs to play better, and they need to do a better job protecting him. He's their investment, and he's one of the bright young talents at quarterback in the National Football League. But, you know, if you get him killed, he's not going to be any use to you. And that's what they seem like they're on the verge of. He's taken way too many hits. Way too many hits. I mean, I was thinking about this earlier, and I'm going to talk about this as well. Talk about the elite quarterbacks, the young quarterbacks in the game, and how they sort of rank at this point. Tess says, Walt, I know you like Brady and Breeze, but who are your favorite NFL teams? Well, historically, my favorite NFL team is the Chiefs. I've had a separation with them, that has never really been fully worked out.
You used to be a fan of
them. So there's that.
And then they did things.
Yeah, they did. Let me get to Blaine on Northland Communication phone lines. I also want to get to something on Alabama from a Bama fan. It's one of the funniest things you're ever going to hear. Blaine, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Walt. It's good to hear your voice again. You know, I'm in Atlanta now, but I come up here a couple of times a month just to get your show right up the road.
Well, thanks, Blaine.
Couple quick things. What do you think Tua's capable of playing four quarters is what I want to know.
Yeah, imagine.
I mean, really.
Yeah, imagine. He's putting up numbers that just defy all of history. Again, you know, I don't know if you heard it yesterday, but the highest quarterback rating recorded in collegiate history is Baker Mayfield's 198.5 or something. Tua's right now is at 267.
Well, hey, listen, you know, I'm an Auburn fan, and I'm hiding my head in a sack right now. But anyway, I just wanted to call in and give you big ups. I think Saban's fortunate right now, giving those young guys some snaps and experience. Come December and January, I just feel for all of college football, because I think a monster may be brewing And also, I got to give big ups to Drew Brees. He only completed 90% of his passes yesterday.
Yeah, he's incredible.
And broke the record. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah. You know, he's absolutely incredible. I've always admired him, always. And, you know, maybe what I admire most is that this guy's done everything he's done at under 6 feet tall, you know, or right around 6 feet tall. And, you know, and when you watch him actually work, he's such a master of his craft. You know, he has to stand on his tiptoes to throw from the pocket. He cranes his neck. Imagine conditioning yourself to do those things on every single rep, and he does. I mean, he's just a remarkable player.
Yeah, I always think of Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze. Everybody, I thought you'd be taller.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, exactly right.
All right, well, listen, man, you keep on with your success. You got a great show, you and Ramona, and be blessed and be safe, buddy.
Thank you, Blaine. Very kind of you. Go Auburn. Go War Eagle. You know, Auburn, quite honestly, to me this year so far has been a disappointment in that they just can't score. And I think that's why Gus Malzahn is suddenly feeling heat again. I mean, there are Auburn fans starting GoFundMe pages to get rid of them. Texter asks, Walt, Chris from Izu asks, where do you rank Drew Brees all time? You know, we're going to get to that, Chris. In fact, I've ranked my top 20 of all time, and we're going to get to that on this show today. So don't go anywhere. Tiny, what's going on?
Hey, Walt, this is Big Tiny from up here in Blue Ridge, South Carolina.
How you doing, Tiny?
Doing good, brother. Just wanted to give Cornbread a little outdoors report.
Yeah.
Let him know what the heck's going on out here.
I like it.
He would be interested to know that the bears are in everybody's trash cans in the mountains. and the deer are in pre-rut and almost rutting, which means they're ready to make some little deer.
Okay.
So everybody needs to watch out. The deer are going to start getting all in the road soon enough.
I like it, Tiny. So the bear in everybody's garbage cans, and
oh yeah. I went ahead and put a dog pen around mine just to keep them out of it.
Really? How about that?
Yeah. Had to move the kennel.
No kidding. How about that? So now you don't have to tell me exactly where, but where are you located?
It's the Blue Ridge. Okay. Blue Ridge area is above Greer and kind of between Greer and Spartanburg in the North Carolina that way.
And so you actually get them on your property.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, the state record was killed about 7 miles from my house.
Is that right?
600 pounds.
How much?
600 pound black bear.
No.
605 actually.
600 pound black bear. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
The taxidermist had to order a grizzly bear form to put this black bear was so that they could do the mounting process.
How about that?
They had to use a grizzly bear form on a South Carolina bear. Yeah, that's incredible.
Isn't an average like 250 or something, or 3?
It's legal to shoot over 100 pounds as long as it's not a mother with cubs. Okay. But yeah, the average you see is going to be 200 to 300 pounds.
Yeah, that's what I thought. 600 pounds. When was that?
3 years ago.
Really? I have to look that up.
Sir.
I had no idea. I didn't know there was such a thing as a 600-pound black bear. Yeah, you better keep the pen up.
Yeah, they love trash. So.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, Tiny, I appreciate the report. I know Cornbread appreciates the report.
No problem. Y'all have a great day.
You need to keep that up, Tiny. We make you a regular part of the show. Thank you, Tiny. How about that, Ramona? We got our outdoors report. 605 pounds. Is that what he said? 605.
Yeah.
605 pound black bear. Imagine the thought of you look out in your yard and there's a 605 pound black bear
going through your trash.
Honestly, that doesn't even compete. Brian from Central says I'm loving the new segment, Cornbread's Corner. Exactly right. Cornbread's Corner. What is that? Where'd it go? No, I got the reference, Texter. I got it. He's asking me if I got the Roadhouse reference. Yeah, I got it. Texas is so happy the Dolphins left Breeze on the trash heap so the Saints could claim that treasure. You know, the great Nick Saban, Ramona, genius that he is, had a chance while he was at Miami to get either Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees, and he basically passed on both of them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's why he's back to college?
Well, and that's why
for a long time, didn't even know he was in the NFL.
Yeah, well, hey, look, that's sort of the Dolphins' curse of Nick Saban. You know, they're still paying a price for the fact
that they don't like him.
Huh? No, they don't like him. I mean, because again, he could have had either Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees, and opted for neither. And since then, the Dolphins can't find a quarterback, and you know, a lot of discontent there about Ryan Tannehill, and based on how Ryan Tannehill's playing right now, I can't blame him. Ryan Tannehill's been a bit of a disappointment to me in terms of what my expectations were for him. You know, he's had some good years and some bad years, and the injuries haven't helped him. And obviously, there's a lot of other things that have hurt him. I mean, the offensive line has not been good for most of his tenure. For most of his tenure, he didn't have receivers. For most of his time, he hasn't had quality coaching. I think he has some of those things now, and you don't really see the progression. You don't really see the progression right now, and that's a concern. Hey, Ramona, someone sent me a photo of this thing. I said it's 609 pounds. Oh, my God. I'm seeing a photo of it right now. It was in Field and Stream. A 609-pound black bear may be new South Carolina record. That is unbelievable. Honestly, I just had no idea black bear could even get that big. I've never seen one that big. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen one more than like 250. And I haven't seen many of them, but... But that thing, 600 pounds. You know, I wonder what the previous record was in South Carolina. Not sure. You want to get in 654-7627. We come back from break. I'm going to tell you I'm going to let him tell you. I'm going to give you some incredibly hysterical Alabama perspective. Before we get a break, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. George Coleman Ford is just an amazing place. If you go read the reviews on Google or Yelp, they're all 5 stars. People talk about how well they're treated. I mean, you know, that's the common theme in all those reviews. I still think about, remember the gentleman, you know, X number of weeks ago who was stranded. He was visiting. He was 240 miles from home, and he didn't know what to do. His car broke down. He didn't know what to do. And he called George Coleman Ford. They got him in, got him back on the road in 20 minutes. He was eternally grateful. He wrote these incredible reviews on Google. And that's what you get at George Coleman Ford. Cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest. That's a fact. The deals are unbelievable. And, of course, that's what people probably care about as well. You know, the pricing is just incredible. And, you know, you've heard some of those discounts the last few weeks, and you'll be hearing more upcoming. There are never any document fees or dealer fees or service fees. No stinking fees at George Coleman Ford of any type ever. You don't get that anywhere else. But it's the service. It's the people above all else that has made George Coleman Ford such a special place in the community for 90 years. 90 years they've been doing it the right way. And long after we'll be gone, some other future generation of George Coleman Ford family members will be selling your future family generation's vehicles, because they'll still be there 90 years from now. I'm 100% confident of that. It's a road rage guarantee. Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5. Where Robert writes, the previous Black Bear record was 594. Pretty close. So apparently there are some other outliers in that area. 600-pound black bear, didn't know it was possible. Quick break. We'll be right back.
For over 2 decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it. Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for easy-going Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your easy-go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new easy-go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game-day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
We'll be right back. Walt Dip Tula Red Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Hey, Ramona.
Yes.
Frog wanted that report by Tiny earlier, like a couple days ago. On the situation with the deer.
Right.
And rutting and all that stuff. He wanted the report a couple days ago because he just sent me photos that said, it's too late for me. This happened yesterday. Southern Connector before the last pay to 385. Oh, man.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's front end. Terrible. Oh, that front end.
Is everybody okay?
Not the deer.
Well,
the deer's parked over there on the side.
Talking about the people in the car.
Yeah, yes, everybody is okay. It includes a photo of the deer. The deer definitely not okay. The truck not okay at all. I guess everyone's okay. He didn't say anything about any injuries. I don't think he would have been sending me that if there were
that's true.
There were injuries. Texas Saints fan, I know Breeze is in the top 20 all the time, but my question is, if he wins a league MVP in one more Super Bowl, does that push him into, I don't know where the rest of it went, but I would imagine the top 10. Yeah, look, it is subjective. I'm somebody who knows the whole history, so I'm trying to approach it as honestly as I can, and I reworked some things that I had done previously in my ranking, and we'll get to them a little later, and then we'll get to your comments on them at that time as well. You want to get in, now would be a good time, 654-767. Let me get to Steve, and then I want to tell you about the Alabama fan. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Hey, Steve, appreciate you getting in.
Hey, good. I just wanted to ask your opinion, talk to you a little bit about the South Carolina game this Saturday and why I think it's like a really important game, a pivotal game, like probably the most important game they played in a good while. Because if you look at the polls, you know, A&M's 21, Auburn's 22, and they're both 4-2. So if South Carolina loses Saturday, they're 3-3. They kind of float off into oblivion. But if they win, they're 4-2. And there's a decent chance they slip into the back end of the top 25 if they win Saturday. His only losses are to, you know, number 2 Georgia and a top 20 ranked Kentucky team. So I just wanted to, like, get your feeling on how important that game is Saturday. And then the second thing is, obviously, I went on Gamecock Central and people are arguing about who should start Saturday. To me, it's a no-brainer. Bentley should start based on what he did last year at Missouri. And I think Missouri's pass defense is trash and Bentley would have lit him up too. But just wanted to see your opinion, and I'll hang up and listen to your comments on both of those.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I appreciate the call. You know, I think it is an important game. Obviously, the Missouri game was vital. Without the Missouri game, the A&M game, the importance of the A&M game is diminished. You know, it's sort of the nature of college football. Every time you think you play an important game, it turns out the next game is even more important, and that's where South Carolina is. Incredibly important win. Over Missouri, you made plays. You found a way to win the game. That's all anyone cares about at the end of the day. And now you have the same challenge this week. I mean, it's find a way to win the A&M game and survive in advance. For all the reasons you just mentioned, it is vital. If you want to build on what you did last year and continue to have the program seen as heading in the right direction, I think it's important. Look, I say this all the time. If you are an upper-level team in your division, league, whatever, you don't lose home games. You have to win your home games. You know, the road games, you steal one, you steal two. You have to win your home games. And so this is an opportunity against a team that's, you know, that's not elite, that you should have a chance to beat at home. In terms of the Bentley-Skarnecchia situation, I mean, look, as I said yesterday, my belief was that if Bentley was healthy to go, that he would be the quarterback, that South Carolina would go back to him. I mean, look, there's a reason Jake Bentley was the starter for all this time and that Skarnecchia wasn't. You know, no one really knows a backup quarterback. And as he said, you know, the Missouri pass defense, not good. And so if Bentley can move around at all, if he can, then he's going to be the guy. You're going to go back to him. He gives you the best chance to win. He just does. He gives you your best chance to win. Now, he needs to play better. And listen, if it turns out that he gets in game action and he really can't move at all, that he can't evade or avoid pressure at all, and he's just a sitting target. Well, you know, at that time, you'll have to make a switch. But right now, Bentley is clearly the starter, and you go back to him. Ramona, and both guys have split first-team reps this week. That's not a surprise. It's based on Bentley's injury situation. He's wearing this big brace on his knee. All right, here's what we're going to do. This is an Alabama fan named John Doe, all right? John Doe puts these videos up every week about Alabama games. This one is particularly funny. We're going to let you hear a good bit of this. This is sort of like that Miami fan a few years ago, except this guy loves his team. This guy thinks his team can do no wrong. This guy thinks that they have five-star players at every position, and he thinks that it's just this is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. And from the 3:30 mark to the 4:10 mark, it's absolutely priceless. Because in case you missed it, Alabama at some point in that game lined up Tua Tagovailoa at receiver. When they did, the Arkansas cornerback gave him a couple jolts. And when we get to that point in the audio, well, you'll hear it. Hit it.
Week 6, number 1 Alabama versus Arkansas. We done broke about every offensive record there is to break. But I know we finna get slowed down today because we on the road, SEC opponent. We ain't expecting to do too much today. We just go, just try to see what they give. Hold up. Is that Irv or is that Kenyon Drake? Running down that sideline. Let's go, Irv. Play action to Damian Harris. We got a free blitzer coming in right here. I'm going to act like I'm going to block you, but I'm just going to run right around you. You late reacting on the play. You dead. Jerry Judy just burnt you on the route, but we got to get rid of the ball too early. He got you beat as well. You dead. But like I say, got to get rid of the ball too early. This a five-star route runner finna turn into a five-star blocker right here. This the worst effort in college football right here. He think my man just go run out of bounds. He make no real effort at making the play. Got another five-star route runner, Devontae Smith right here finna turn into a five-star blocker. You got my boy Ty Smith, like I said, looking like the best tight end recruit of all time, looking like Kenyon Drake running down the sideline right now. Watch my boy Big J Wills hit him with the skip to my Lou, the Ray for Austin. Oh, yeah, that's that skip to my Lou. I got to bring this back one more time. This the first play from scrimmage. Look how close it was from not even happening. Way to get that ball out of there. Look at these blocks. I love when you're making plays when the ball ain't in your hand. Great block. You almost got pancaked. And on the Arkansas, pig in the blankets for everybody.
Holy stat book, Batman. This is Tua's second pass of the game. Second pass of the game. If we get you to bite, this play is wide open. Let's see. Bit. He dead. Let's go. Off to the races. What we got here? Speed. Poof. Go Gadget. Balance. I'm back up. Derrick Henry still on.
Go Gadget.
He's really alley-oop. Let's go, Rocks.
He dead.
Play action to Damian Harris. If you bite, you're dead. And matter of fact, both of you bite. Check him out. Check. Oh, he bit too. We got a three-piece. Everybody bit. Beautiful pass. Put it over their head. Right on the money. And we off to the races, baby. Speed. Oh, you know you don't want to hit this big tank coming at you this fast. Oh, you tripped me up a little. But watch this. Poof. Go Gadget. Balance. I'm going to get that back. I'm back straight. Everything okay. What you doing, little guy? Derrick Henry stiff arm. I'm still through here. Yeah, I thought this was a fumble, but this is something I've been teaching them. This is the football version of the alley-oop. Look at my boy. Speed. Oh, y'all thought that was a fumble. Look at my alley-oop right there. That's still another touchdown for Tua. Let's look at this from a different angle. They had to respect the play action, because remember, we scored on the first play last year, too, with Damian Harris. And all three of them just bit on that run play action to Damian Harris. He trying to process, how can I stop this big locomotive without hurting myself? I can't, so I'm just going to whiff on the play. Look at this guy right here. Oh, my goodness. Bless his heart. He literally died on the play.
You literally died on the play.
I don't know if that's a concussion protocol or what, but y'all need to go see about him. They trying to get his dental records together right now. Nice stiff arm, Derrick Henry style. He going for the script, couldn't get no love. He had to play. He dead. And luckily, he just stuck his hand in there at the last minute. And still, that won the fumble, though. That's a new play I taught him called a college football alley-oop football version. Only done here at the Alabama Crimson Tide. I see you, Ross. Way to stay in on the play. Pork rinds for everybody. Let me tell you something, 11. Let me tell you something. If you listen,
stop.
I'll tell you.
Stop.
Legal or
stop,
not.
Stop. Stop. We have that excerpt, right? Separately?
Yes.
Give me that excerpt now. And before we do, let me tell you, pork rinds for everybody is one of my favorite lines of all time. But I mean, this guy,
he's going over the highlights and he's got a pointer.
Yeah, he has a pointer.
He has a pointer in his hand. He's dead. Pointing at the player.
Five-star receiver turned into five-star blocker.
Yeah. He says, he's dead. This guy, he didn't even try.
But trust me when I tell you, what you're about to hear is just priceless. This next 30 seconds is the best 30 seconds of the whole thing. You know, first of all, you get the pork rinds for everybody again. Pork rinds for everybody, one of my favorite lines of all time. But the rest of it is about Tua when he goes and lines up at wide receiver and the Arkansas DB gives him a couple of shoves to the shoulder, checking him at the line of scrimmage. Our man, John Doe, does not like that. He does not like at all that Arkansas hit his quarterback when he went and lined up at wide receiver.
That's a new play I taught him called a college football alley-oop football version. Only done here at the Alabama Crimson Tide. I see you, Ross. Way to stay in on the play. Pork rinds for everybody. Let me tell you something, 11. Let me tell you something. If you listen, I'll tell you. Legal or not, you ever hit this boy like that one more time, you'll thank two of my cousins when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins. You'll thank two of my cousins when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins, and they'll put 4 feet, 2 legs each in your ass.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Let me tell you something, 11. You ever touch my boy, Tua, again? You think two of my cousin. When I come to Arkansas with my two cousins and we put both feet and both hands right up your... Give me that one more time. I have people say they're driving up the off the road listening to this.
That's a new play I taught them called a college football alley-oop football version, only done here at the Alabama Crimson Tide. I see you, Ross. Way to stay in on the play. Pork rinds for everybody. Let me tell you something, 11. Let me tell you something. If you listen, I'll tell you. Legal or not, you ever hit this boy like that one more time, you'll thank two of my cousins when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins. You'll thank two of my cousins when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins, and they'll put 4 feet, 2 legs each in your
ass. I'm so sorry. That is one of the funniest things I have ever heard. And somebody picked that up somewhere, and I went and found the original video. But, I mean, that... You will think two is my cousin. You will think two of my cousin when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins. Welcome to the Road Rage. We'll be back.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done.
day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can spray Lion-X on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lion-X it.